What type of an example were you yesterday? Did you glorify God, therefore, in your body, as Paul had instructed the Corinthians? The children of God have always lived in societies permeated with sin. There never has been a society in the annals of history that did not have to wrestle against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places, Ephesians 6 and verse 12. So, as the children of God have always been called upon to do, gird up the loins of your mind, being sober, and set your hope perfectly on the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As children of obedience, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust in the time of your ignorance, but like as he who called you is holy, be ye yourselves also holy in all manner of living, because it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1, 13-16. All manner of living, which encompasses, as the term necessitates, all of how we live. The command requires that we do an inventory of our lives, who we are, what our relationships are, and how each should be approached, whether it be personally, or in the home, in the nation, or in the church. So many times life is approached like so many people do when they walk, that is, they stick their foot out in front of them and fall on it, with no regard to the surface upon which the foot will step. As a result, they stumble. A proper placement of our steps, whether in life or spiritually, must be approached with great care. Jehovah told the kings of Israel through Moses, "And it shall be, when he, the king, setteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the priest, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Jehovah his God, and keep all the words of this law, and these statutes to do them. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 20. The common man may never sit upon a throne, but are not his children as equally important, and his ways also noted by Jehovah, as saith the Scriptures, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of Jehovah, and he maketh level all his paths." Proverbs 5, 21. The psalmist was assured of this fact, saying, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and light unto my path. I have sworn, and I have confirmed it, that I will observe thy righteous ordinances." The 119th Psalm, verse 105. Solomon put it this way, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, for to draw nigh to hear is better than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they know not that they do evil." Ecclesiastes 5:1. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter, who, after instructing brethren concerning their moral living, said, "Wherefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never stumble. For thus shall be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 1:10-11.